Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be hearing from Martha and the Vandellas, The Temptations, The Supremes, Kim Weston, The Four Tops, The Marvelettes, Stevie Wonder, The Spinners, and Marvin Gaye. The second half hour will feature Michael McDonald doing some of your favorite Motown songs. That's all coming up this hour on Motown Memories.
My heart, you free. Sean's. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
That was the Supremes with My World is Empty Without You. That reached number 5 from 1965. And before that, Get Ready by the Temptations. Number 29 from 1966. And we start off with a great song by Martha the Vandellas, Nowhere to Run. That reached number 8 from 1965. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And now it's time for this half hour's Motown Memories trivia question. The trivia question concerns the artist we're going to hear next, Kim Weston. And the question is, how many top 40 songs did Kim Weston have? How many top 40 songs did Kim Weston have? Well, the answer will be coming up in just a few moments. A little more about Kim Weston. Well, she had been performing around Detroit when a local songwriter asked her to cut a few demo tracks. The songwriter took the tapes to Motown in June of 1961, and his cousin, who happened to be in-house writer and producer Eddie Holland, said, "Never mind the songs, who's the singer?" Well, she cut plenty of tracks for Motown before this song, and here it is, "Take Me in Your Arms and Rock Me," right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Take me in your arms, hold me for a little while. Rock him for just a little while. We all must feel heartache sometime. Right now, I'm feeling mine. I'm trying my best to be strong. I'm not able. I'm like a helpless child left in a cradle. Rock me a little while. Hold me, darling.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadow.
That was the Marvelettes singing Forever. That song did not chart, but was recorded and released in 1964. And before that, Standing in the Shadow of Love by the Four Tops, a number six tune from 1966. And we started off with Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While by Kim Weston. That reached number 50 from 1965. And that might help in the answer to this half hour's Motown Memories trivia question. The trivia question was, how many top 40 songs did Kim Weston have? How many top 40 songs did Kim Weston have? Well, the answer is zero. She had no top 40 songs on her own. However, she did record a song with Marvin Gaye called It Takes Two, and between the two of them, that song reached number 17 from 1966. Well, now coming up, the first number one hit from Little Stevie Wonder. This is Fingertips Part 2, recorded in 1963, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Everybody see ya!
More and more each day, I'll always love.
the World Wide Web at MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Wouldn't work all day,
baby.
And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay,
baby.
But if I ever caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long gone. Then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hey, hey. I'd be doggone if you ain't a pretty thing,
baby.
And I'd be doggone if you ain't warm as a breath of spring, huh,
baby.
And if we live to be 100 years old, if you ever let that spring turn cold, then I wouldn't be doggone.
Hey,
hey, hey, I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Oh, I wouldn't be doggone, baby. I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you hear me? Well, now what I say? Oh, believe me. Well, every woman should try to be whatever her man wants her to be. And I don't want much, all I want from you is for you to be true to me. I'll be doggone if love ain't a man's best friend, oh baby. And I'll be doggone if you ain't the loving end,
baby.
Though I know you make me feel like nobody could. If I ever found out that you're no good, then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Well, I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
I wouldn't be doggone.
Well, that was I'll Be Doggone by Marvin Gaye. That reached number 8 from 1965. And before that, the Spinners sang I'll Always Love You, number 35 from 1965 also. And we started off with the first number 1 song by Little Stevie Wonder. He was called Little Stevie Wonder back then because he was only 12 years old when he recorded Fingertips Part 2 Live. That was the first live Motown Top 40 song, and that reached number 1 in 1963. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. This is Tom Fallon. Coming up, Michael McDonald will sing some of your favorite Motown tunes recorded in 2003. Well, if you have any requests or comments about Motown Memories, please email me. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Michael McDonald is coming up.